Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Just a sideline. 1 Thessalonians speaks about the rapture. All through every chapter in 1 Thessalonians ends about the coming of the Lord and the rapture in the translation. 2 Thessalonians is not speaking of the rapture, but the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay? So you have that in mind. Verse number 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in the saints and be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Again, it's speaking of the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then in 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 8. And then shall the wicked be revealed, who the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. We just read in Revelation 19 about the Antichrist, the beast, who the Lord's going to take Jesus Christ at his revelation, at his revelation, take the beast along with the false prophet and throw them into the lake of fire with burning with fire and brimstone. Well, we see that it speaks about this in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 8. Interesting. So we see the Lord back in Revelation chapter 19, verse number 11, that Jesus is coming, and I take it very literally. He's riding upon a white horse. Take it literally. There are a lot of people who take it symbolically, but I see, I told you at the beginning of our study of the book of Revelation that I take everything literally unless they describe something symbolically, like the beast that's rising up out of the waters and the crowns upon his head. It later describes symbolically what that means. But every other thing I would take literally, talking about the fire coming from heaven, the hail, the size of the H-A-I-L, the size of 100-pound hail stones coming from heaven. I take that literally. Blood flowing to the horse's bridle, we're reading about here, Battle of Armageddon. I take that literally. A lot of people think it's lava, the blood of the earth. Time won't allow me to get into this, but this it talks about, we read about the supper of the great gods. He said, come fill your flesh, come fill yourself with these birds, the carrions, the buzzards, the crows, or the eagles, whatever, who eats flesh. They're going to eat the flesh of the kings, of horses, of princes, all the armies that gathered against Jesus. And I take that literally. People say, no, that's lava, the blood. No, I doubt buzzards are going to be eating around lava. Why can't we just take it, the word of God, as it says? Some people try to get too smart for their britches, you know. Just take it as it says, okay. So I take it in verse number 11 very literally, that heaven opens and Jesus comes on a white horse. And notice, he's called faithful and true, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. When we think of the righteousness of God and of Jesus Christ, we always think of the good, and he is righteous. He's holy. He's perfect. But he's also righteous in his judgment. He righteously judges. He judges them rightly. That's what the word righteous means, rightly. And he does it in the proper way. They rejected Jesus, and he judges them in righteousness, and he makes war. Verse number 12, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Again, I'd love to talk about this, but I want to get to some more of this. The word crowns here literally means a diadem. There's two different crowns that are mentioned in the book of Revelation. There's the Stephanus crown, which is a victor's crown, and then there's this diadem crown of royalty. When we read back in the early part of Revelation, it talks about the rider on the white horse that is the Antichrist. Remember that the first rider, the apocalypse, there's those four horsemen. That first rider is riding on a white horse. He has a victor's crown, a Stephanus crown. He's the Antichrist. This one, he's riding on a white horse. He doesn't have a Stephanus crown. He has a diadem crown, literally of royalty. We're going to see he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's no doubt who this one is. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Isn't that interesting? He had a name written. There's a lot of names that's mentioned about Jesus. I have a note here. Jesus has over 100 names ascribed to him in the Word of God. Over 100 of them. He's called the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd, the Chief Shepherd, the Bread of Life, the Water of Life. He's the Light. He's the Master. He's the Messiah. He's the Lamb of God. He's the Prince of Peace. We go on, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first. Over 100 names ascribed to him in the Bible. And yet, the Bible tells us that he has on his name written that no man knew but he himself. Why is that so important? Because Jesus Christ is indescribable. He's infinite. You can't put enough labels upon him. A vocabulary can't contain how wonderful, how marvelous our Savior is. And it's interesting to see that he has a name that no man knew. He's way above us. By the way, aren't you glad about that? I got to move on. But he himself, verse number 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The Word of God speaks of his fullness and of and the deity of Jesus Christ. When it talks about, and his name is called the Word of God, most of you could quote this passage of Scripture in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now let me just take a little quick sideline here, and I'll chase this rabbit, but I promise I'll catch it. I'll catch it and come back. Okay. Decades ago, the Jehovah's Witness used the King James Bible. Years ago, in the early 1900s to the mid-1900s, they used the King James Bible. But they had a real problem when they would read John 1:1. They do not believe that Jesus is God, very God. They don't believe that. So when they came to verse number 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, that presented quite a problem. So they solved their problem by adding to the Word of God. And they put, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. That one little letter, that one little word changed everything. And they called it the New World Translation, and that's the Bible they use today. And that's just one example of how they changed the Word of God to fit their theology, or so to speak. Listen, Jesus Christ is God, very God in the flesh. There's nobody like him. He's called, literally, he's called the Word of God. Verse number 14, John chapter 1. And the Word was made flesh, Jesus Christ, and dwelt among us. So he's called in Revelation chapter 19, the Word of God. Let me give you another one. We have some new folk here. And again, well, let me share this with you. Let me put it this way. The greatest, to me, one of the greatest passages of scriptures in the Bible that proves that Jesus Christ is God, very God, is found in the book of Hebrews chapter number 1. I mean, Jesus declares himself to be God in the Gospels. I and the Father are one. Thomas, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Oh, there's a lot of examples. The angel, Jesus declared himself to be God. The angels declared himself to be God. His name shall be called Counselor. Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. The Bible declares him to be God. The angels declared him to be God. The apostles declared Jesus to be God when Thomas said, my Lord and my God. But to me, the most defining verse in all scripture is found in Hebrews. When God the Father declares Jesus Christ, his Son, to be God. And if God declares his Son to be God, who are we to say Jesus Christ is not God? In Hebrews chapter number 1.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday, September 4th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Avenue Trio live in concert. That's going to be Sunday at 6 p.m., September 4th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.